Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving the floor. Concerning Article paragraph 18, I have some minor drafting proposal. Well, paragraph 18 says that international legal personality is only rarely explicitly conferred upon an international organization in its constituent instrument. I think it's describing the practice. But at the same time, well, if you refer to one of the most representative textbook on this question, Blocker's book, there on page 1028 page, it says that while such explicit constitutional provisions for a long time were rare, since the 1990s, they have become more common. So according to this book, it used to be rather rare, but now it is becoming more common. And I think this statement seems to cohere with my own experience. So these days, it's not that difficult to find constituents, instruments for international organizations which contain provisions on international legal personality. So I wonder whether we can, because it has to do with, it deals with the fact. I wonder whether there is need for some redrafting this part. And my drafting proposal would be, in the past, international legal personality was only rarely, so is will change it in, will be substituted by was only rarely, and that the remaining part remains the same. So, and then thus the second sentence would be, thus it regularly has to be substituted by had to be deduced, and then the remaining part remains the same. And then I'd like to suggest add that another sentence, since the 1990s, comma, however, comma, the practice of providing for an explicit clause on international legal personality of the organization, has become more common, or maybe seems to have become more common. I would prefer the latter one. Seems to have become more common. Thank you.